Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. This is Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care presenting Elder Care Radio this morning.
It is great to be here.
Uh-oh.
How's your day going in this, you know, ideal Southern Utah day?
And I'm doing all right. It sounds like your mic maybe isn't on. Is the middle green button pushed up there on the top as well on your mic?
The green button is pushed.
The green button. What about the red button on the bottom?
Red buttons are lit. One of these has a green button in the middle. You want me to try the other one?
Yeah, do the other one too. That should do it.
How's that? Did that help?
That's much better, yeah.
Okay, well, then it is great here in Southern Utah. It's, you know, it's one of those perfect days, and it is good to be here on a Wellness Wednesday.
Yeah, I love it. Wellness. You guys have created a day. It's Wellness Wednesday.
I know.
It's like Taco Tuesday. Now we have Wellness Wednesday.
That's right. And so when you're telling people about the radio show, you know that it's always on Wellness Wednesday. That makes it easy.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So we appreciate you wanting us here on Wednesdays because that fit in really well with that.
Perfect.
So we've been going over this in our mind and thinking about having this conversation that's slightly uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Well, remember, our shows are always created by the questions and concerns that the public has. We get a lot of phone calls each week, and you know, sometimes we feel like we've touched on a subject, and yet the question still comes up, so we readdress it to make sure that everybody's well informed.
And so we're gonna go in this. Let's just start with a question, and that is, how do I become eligible for hospice? What are the things that happen? And so we are going to be going through some of the life-limiting conditions, some of the diseases that happen, and we're going to go into detail on what those diseases may look like for some people. And we want you to know that it's not important that you understand all these details. You don't have to worry about whether or not you qualify. We just want to introduce these situations so that if you have this situation in your life, if you or a loved one have one of these diseases at any stage, then it is being your own best medical advocate to find out more early. So we're hopefully going to give you some information that you can just hold on to. But if it's a concern for you, then we'd really like you to give us a call and we'll just talk you through what, you know, what your options are, what some alternative things might be and how to really adapt to whatever this new normal life is going to be.
And the truth is, if you know someone that is struggling daily just to accomplish everything that they need to accomplish in the day, whether that's you or a loved one, just give our office a call and we'll help you find the direction and resources available in the community. And people are sometimes surprised at how many resources really are available to help you or a loved one take care of those daily activities.
So we are looking forward to kind of getting that information. This, again, is a call-in show?
Yeah. Andy was going to say.
I just said ADLs. That's one of the things I learned from you guys.
He's so knowledgeable.
Activities of daily life.
He is a great guy, and he picks up on all this stuff. So, yes, activities of daily life. So this is a call-in show. If you have any questions on these topics, we'd really like to address it. If we can't address it enough on the radio, we'd love to have you call us after the radio, and we'll just talk to you about it. And
You should probably give them the number.
Let's give out some numbers, shall we?
Yes.
Somebody should.
All right. Studio line. If you want to talk right now on the air, we'd love to have you at 435-673-5890. And if you're shy, you can text us at 435-467-5842. And if you really don't want to talk to me at all, if you'd rather talk to Richard and Kaylee, you can call them at 435-477-6999.
You have that number memorized.
Well, left side, right side. I got it.
Yeah, that is good. All right. So let's talk about the steps of what it takes to qualify. First, if we're looking at the hospice benefit under Medicare, you have to qualify for Medicare, and that's normally the age of 65. However, it can be other conditions that you become eligible before the age of 65.
Early enrollment or early eligibility for disability or disease that
And if that's you, then you know who you are. And so this is part of that. If you don't qualify for Medicare, but you still have a life-limiting condition and need assistance in paying for it, then you may qualify for Medicaid, which is a state-run program. And so we'll help you work through that too. Or if you have a private insurance policy that has a hospice benefit. So that part of it is the first part of, do you qualify? Now, if you didn't qualify, can you still get the can you still get hospice care? Yes. And we would love to provide care. We just look for ways to make it so that nobody has to come out of pocket.
Out of pocket expense, right?
Right. And no out of pocket expense, not just partial. You know, there aren't co-pays. There's no cost for prescriptions. You're not, you know, subject to paying minimum fees for every service or anything like that. When it's hospice, all that is just completely covered. And so that's a great benefit. The next step, of course, is that you have to have a life-limiting condition. And there's a number of things that are probably going to be the limitation for each of our lives. And as we get older, we start to see what some of those may be for us. Because something is going to limit our life. And so for many of us, we'll be able to see in our health what it is that may limit it. And then the last part of this puzzle is what stage that disease is at. And so if we can, and that's kind of what we're going to go through today, is what are the stages, what are the things that we're expecting, what are indicators. And while we go through all of this, like I said, it's not important that you know the details of this. It's just that we're letting you see what the details are. We'll take care of the detail work. But if you know that you're in a position that is anywhere close to any of this, then we would really like to help you. If you're not in a condition that's close to this, but you do have a life-limiting condition, then we would like to talk to you just to help you understand where you're at and what, you know, what you can do.
What benefits are available.
Well, yeah, and things that you may be able to do that have nothing to do with us. You know, we're... If you call us and you don't qualify for hospice, then we are excited for you. And we would love to just give you any information and help you have a better understanding of where you're at and what options you
we'll
have available.
We'll still provide the direction and to find additional resources for your specific case. So give our office a call. We'd love to help.
So let's start with COPD and lung disease.
Right.
Because I have a little bit of a cough today, so that, you know. COPD, I think chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, those people who have it or know somebody that does understands what that is. And that means that our lungs are not functioning like they should. And they are limiting our ability to take in oxygen. And so if that's the issue, you know, we have either COPD or a different lung disease. It could be a fibrosis. It could be a lot of different things. But if your lung capacity is failing, if it's going downhill, then that's one of the life-limiting conditions. So what are some of the things that we will be looking for? Well, not being able to feel comfortable breathing. The technical term for that or the medical term for that is dyspnea. And so if you are having that, if even at rest you're having labored breathing, then that absolutely qualifies you. But you may qualify, and it's true for all of these things, you may qualify without being at the end stage because of other complicating factors.
Multiple conditions.
Right. And so that's why we'll have a nurse come out and do an assessment, and we'll be able to look at all of the things that are going on and see what where you fit in that. And there are tests and scales that are used. And there's a whole process to kind of assess that. So it's not just one thing. It's usually a combination of things. So that dyspnea and you don't, that's not resolved by bronchodilators or other drugs that you may try. If you are not getting out of bed much, or you know you are much more sedentary now than you were, and these are, you know, things that happen. If we are just staying in bed because we're having a hard time breathing, we're not up getting around and doing things, then that's an indication that you may be eligible for hospice.
And you'd be surprised how often we don't recognize it in ourselves. So if you are a child or a grandchild of somebody who you've noticed has reduced their food intake, or they just seem really fatigued lately. If you find that they're just moving around less or struggling just to get out of bed and make sure that their home is clean and that the food is ready each day, it's probably time to give our office a call, at least to know where the condition is. When we're living those circumstances day to day, we don't notice how we've declined, but our loved ones will. And so it's our obligation to reach out on behalf of somebody we love.
And another issue, and this is true for almost all of these conditions, and that is that increased hospitalizations. If in the last 6 months you've gone to the hospital because of this condition and you've been treated and then let go home, but all they did was deal with the symptoms of it because there is nothing to be done. If that is happening, not only for COPD and lung disease, but for all these other diseases, if you have visits to the hospital, you probably qualify for a hospice. And what that means is that we can bring the care that you're looking for out of the hospital right into your home,
right,
making it much more convenient for you. But, you know, taking out a lot of the risk factors, too, because if you're in your own home, you don't have to worry about trying to get to the hospital if it's an emergency. You don't have to worry about the time delays or things like that, because we are already aware of those circumstances and we've prepared for that so that we can bring that care right to you immediately. You know, so it's much better all the way around for you, because you don't have to leave your home just to go to the hospital and spend your time there. And truthfully, hospitals are full of diseases. So trying to avoid that would be a good thing.
If you've been having multiple falls, if, as I said before, your food intake has decreased, if you are more fatigued than normal, if you've had multiple hospital visits, all these extra things are signs that you should start preparing and at least know what benefits are available to help you. And believe me, it increases that not only the quality of life, but statistically, people who take advantage of hospice and palliative care have a proven benefit of an extended life statistically. So you should give our office a call and find out if you can benefit from these services.
Another thing, and this is the technical testing part of that, and that is if you have those lung tests where they, you know, put you on a treadmill and have you breathe into a machine or those types of things, we're talking about your oxygen saturation and your O2 production. There are specific numbers in there that may affect that may indicate that that's available. So it's the entire record that allows us to get a good view of what goes on. So if you want, you know, to have us look at your medical history, let us know and we can reach out to your doctors and get that information so that you may have a little different perspective than you got from your doctor, because for the time that we've been doing this, we've come to the realization that doctors don't necessarily make the most strident effort to inform their patients so their patients fully understand their conditions.
Either that, or maybe we're not ready to hear it,
right,
and accept what we're hearing. We find that a lot. Patients have been told certain things. It's time to look into palliative care, and people don't really understand what that means, or they're not ready to accept it emotionally. Keep in mind, as our bodies start to change as we age, it's normal to need a little additional help, and Medicare has provided a way for that, and the services are part of your insurance program that you've been paying into since the first day you started work, so you should take advantage of it sooner rather than later.
And one other thing, and this is, again, we're just talking so far about COPD and lung disease, but this is true for almost every disease, and that is unintentional weight loss. If we are, you know, if you are losing weight and didn't expect to, then that may be an indication that your body has adjusted to a different normal, and that adjustment probably would put you in the hospice eligibility range. So if you are struggling with any disease and you've noticed weight loss, then that's a good indication that you probably qualify. So we just want everybody to kind of understand the whole picture and to get an idea of that. So there are some other detailed specifics in there, but I think we've covered that enough. As far as heart disease goes, that's kind of the next one on the list. There are all kinds of issues there. I think if you have congestive heart failure, CHF, heart disease, and you've been informed by your doctor, then you'll understand many of these things. But if you don't know, and we've had patients who didn't know they had congestive heart failure,
right? Or coronary artery disease.
Yeah, they had been going to the doctor, and the doctor had, you know, said, okay, well, come back, and we'll keep testing, but they didn't give them any real plan to solve it, because there's no way to solve it. And so they just didn't realize that that's where they were at.
Often, if your doctor's just checking on you every 3 months but not offering anything to cure your illness, then he's just watching where your disease progression is. And at that point, you should recognize that it's time to give our office a call to ask some questions.
Right. Heart disease starts, the solution to that, or the treatment for heart disease, starts with medications. You know, we ACE inhibitors and diuretics and vasodilators, and there's a number of different things that doctors can do to help reduce the symptoms from heart disease, okay? But once those aren't working well, then that is an indication that you are advancing and progressing and are probably eligible for hospice. Or if you have angina at rest, you know, just this heart pain that happens regardless, and you're resistant or standard nitrates aren't working for you, then that's another indication that probably works. There are some tests that are used. One of those is the New York Heart Association Class 4 test. That it's just a series of questions and points that are made to determine where you're at on that heart disease scale. So those are a couple of the things. So if you're unable to carry on physical activity without it affecting you, then that's a problem.
If you're having symptoms, even at rest.
Right. And so if those symptoms increase, if you take on any small amount of exertion, then those are all indicators that your congestive heart failure, heart disease, is at a point where we need to look at really focusing on making your life best we can. And that's going to be our goal.
It might be a history of unexplained syncope. Should we explain what syncope is?
Yes, sure. Please.
Okay. It's that temporary loss of consciousness caused by a fall in your blood pressure. And that will commonly happen when you have either CAD or CHF. If you are finding that you have a loss of consciousness or that you're falling more often, feeling lightheaded, maybe black, you see black or stars when you stand up, there's an indication that you're suffering with some complications from your heart not regulating its process correctly.
And then there's, again, on the clinical testing side, there's what's called a ejection refraction, where your heart may not be moving all of your blood forward. And so they do a test on that. And if they show that that's 20% failure in moving your blood forward, then that's an indication also. So these are, again, we're going through this, and I don't want this to sound dire. These are just the realities of the life we're going to be living. And so knowing what we can do to address it is better than the fear of not knowing what's going on, we hope. And that's really our position in this. So that's why we're going through this.
Some other diseases that may make you eligible, HIV or AIDS.
Right. So you have to have an established diagnosis, of course, you have decided to not continue the drug regimens for antiretrovirals and antibacterials and antifungals and chemotherapeutics and prophylactic drug therapies.
Specifically to the AIDS,
right,
diagnosis.
If you've decided, no, that's not the way I want to go anymore, and while cost shouldn't be an issue, man, that's a huge cost for those drugs.
Yeah.
If you have chronic and persistent diarrhea, that indicates that your body's not functioning well, and that if that can't be fixed, then that's one of those hard and fast indicators. Okay. Again, weight loss, which is common and an indication in almost everything, 10% or more. If we move further down the scale, generalized weakness, we've got testing for viral loads that are over 100,000 a CD4 count. And again, if you don't understand any of this, it doesn't matter. If you do understand it, then these are just the details. So the CD4 count is less than 25.
We're just trying to kind of give a rough estimate of some things, conditions that you may have been told, that diagnoses you may have been diagnosed with, that may make you eligible for the program. Another disease that you should watch out for is Parkinson's disease.
Okay. Let me pull that one up.
Here.
Yeah, I got it. So in order for that to apply to hospice, you have to have a rapid disease progression in a couple of different areas. A progression from independent ambulation to wheelchair and or bed-bound status. So if you no longer can handle your ADLs, then that's an indication that hospice is probably appropriate. Going from a normal to barely intelligible or unintelligible speech, at the point that that happens, that's an indicator. If you can't eat a normal diet anymore and you have to have your food pureed because you can't swallow well, those are all specific and important factors.
Go on.
Oh, you want me to keep going? All right.
I do.
So, nutritional impairment. If you aren't getting the nutrition you need for the, to maintain your weight, if you have to do this just as fluids or even having a hard time swallowing fluids, you have continued weight loss, dehydration, things like that. Those are all going to be indicators.
But remember, as soon as you've had a diagnosis of a life-limiting disease, mm-hmm. you should call our office then to find out what the progression's going to be, what the steps are going to be, and when will you become eligible. Because as we said before, it's better to take advantage sooner rather than later, because a really good palliative program will increase your quality of life and just help you navigate the system more fully and understand your disease as it's going to progress and what's going to be coming up. It's the knowledge is power, and it just reduces so much stress in our life when we know what the next step coming up is.
And that's an interesting point to make here, that we should really be prepared with knowledge. Now, if you understand that you have one of these conditions, and you understand what you can do or what what options are available to you, then you can exercise those options and you will be in more control of your condition. We're not suggesting that you just struggle along and then at the last moment you end up going on hospice. No, we would like you to be fully informed long before. So if you just get a diagnosis for Parkinson's and you've only noticed it because you have a little bit of a shaky hand, you're a long way from needing hospice, but wouldn't it be better to be well informed? Wouldn't it be better to get all the information you can so that you can plan your life accordingly, that you can focus on the things that matter, and that's family and memories and opportunities, and enjoy the things that you should be enjoying, taking care of that bucket list.
Most people still don't realize that the benefit is available to you much sooner than how it has been traditionally used. So you should know in advance so that you can take advantage of the benefit as soon as it's available to you. At the point that you're eligible, your costs go down. Your pharmaceuticals are covered related to your disease, any medical supplies or equipments, and you get a lot of support in your home to help you with meal planning or just cleaning or day-to-day cares. It could just be compassionate service in your home, somebody coming in to take care of your loved ones so that you have time to take care of yourself as the caregiver.
All right. You only let us get through about half of these.
I was trying to push you along.
I know. So so the number for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999. We would really like to talk to you. If you have a group of people, a family, group that you want to get together and have a good, solid discussion, we would love to meet with you. We'll do that anywhere, anytime, because we just want people to be well-informed. So we look forward to being here next week and talking about maybe some other things, and we'll come back to this subject at another point and talk about some of the other diseases that may be our hospice eligibilities.
Since you have a quick minute, do you want to just list some of the diseases?
No, we don't have that quick minute.
Watch out for? Oh, my bad.
15 seconds.
The number, 435-477-6999. You can find us on the web at pathwayhospicecare.com. Thanks.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.